is Bryan Cranston.
Thank you. Oh, and thank you so much for this pedestal. This thing is very heavy. Thank you very much. It was quite a surprise and a delight.
Hello. Asia Celestino with Blacktree TV. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you're a part of Argo. You have two other movies on the way, and it almost seems like you'd have to be in two places at once. How do you kind of manage your time and do it all?
Managing my time. I don't play golf. And that you know, in some weird way, I seem to enjoy creating more than recreating. When you're an actor just starting out, you never plan for a vacation. First of all, you can't afford it. And second of all, you're going to miss something. And so it gets ingrained in your lifestyle that you just go on searching and looking for your next job. That's what we do forever. So I have to stop and say, oh, no, wait. I can stop, say no, and take a vacation. And it's hard to get into that mindset. But I love what I do. I'm the luckiest guy I know, and being, you know, involved in a great film like Argo or a great series like Breaking Bad is the pinnacle of my career. It's all downhill from here. This is the first time I've won this guy, yeah. And I get two in one night. I remember I posed for this a while back, and yeah.
Hey, Bryan. Congratulations back here.
Thank
Scott
you.
Scott with People
Hi,
Magazine.
Scott.
Good to see you. We've heard a lot of stories from the actors tonight that are being celebrated that an actor's life isn't always easy when they're getting started out. Like, how did you stay the course during the tough times, keep your eye on the prize, so to speak, and get to this point? What did it take?
It takes total dedication. So when I give little talks, I love to give talks to high schools and colleges. And I feel incumbent upon me to reach down to the next generation of actor and a potential actor and try to discourage as much as encourage. The discouraging, I say that if you can be happy doing something else, anything else, go do that. Go do that, because in order to be an actor, you need to totally commit. Absolutely. You can't put your big toe in. You have to. And when I was 22 years old, I said, this is what I'm going to do. If it means that when I'm 40 or 50 or 60, I'm sharing an apartment with someone sleeping on a couch, that's what I'm going to do. So it was all in. I had no backup plan. And in a way, it makes you hungrier and more aggressive to find those projects and to keep your eye on the prize, as you mentioned, Aaron.
Mr. Cranston.
How are you?
How you doing, sir? Ramzi Malouki from Canal Plus, French TV. Yeah. Seriously, you're going to take some vacation, or you're receiving already a lot of scripts about films and not TV series?
I Walter White is the role of my career. I honestly don't feel that I will have a better role than Walter White. In my eventual obituary, hopefully many, many years from now, it will read, Breaking Bad actor explodes, or however it goes. But that's not a bad way to go. And I'm very proud of that. And whatever happens after that, I have no designs on. We're up on stage now, and I was able to make a speech thanking my brothers and sisters of this guild, and I truly mean that, and we all do, is that right now I'm up here, and I know for a fact that in a year or two or three, I'm going to stay in the audience, and someone else who is listening to me tonight is going to be up on stage, and I couldn't be happier for them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all very much.
Hi, Jeannie.